started.
Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. And present is Commissioner Brooks, absent is Commissioner Van Beek. And we need to close the Board of County Commissioners and open up the Board of Commissioners for the Canyon County Ambulance District. So with that, we will start. And previously I did the roll call, so present is Commissioner Holton, Commissioner Brooks. And we need to make sure that we've posted the agenda in the normal places.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so make a motion to receive the Secretary's agenda notice posting report and set agenda, and I don't have any changes to the agenda. Is anybody else?
Nope.
So I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all right. On to new business. So those exciting fiscal 2025 preliminary budget workshops we get to participate in. So take it away, Director.
Commissioner. So this is round two. We do realize that we will have to come back again just because, the county, the clerk hasn't presented his, so we don't know what the county's going to do as far as, any kind of COLA or any merit like that. And so we know we will have to come back for that final one. But we did have a couple changes. I know we said we would come back with some changes that we were making to our budget because of some deployment changes. And so this is round two, just to update. I don't think it'll be terribly long to explain some of it because we did go clear through the budget before.
Sure.
The one thing I did do in the top of that that you'll have is the ambulance fees, the revenue. We did decrease the revenue $200,000. And I'll explain why. This is something we visited with a little bit, I think, at the last meeting. As you know, if the levy would have been approved, we were going to add two ambulances, the staff to staff those two ambulances. That would improve our deployment, would improve how many ambulances we had on duty each day. Because that didn't get approved, and as I stated in the last meeting, we need to balance our budget this year without using fund balance, and so that was $400,000 we needed to pull out of this budget. We're currently down four positions and have been for a while. As I stated last time, we haven't filled it. So going into fiscal 2025, we're going in by not filling those four positions. What we're going to do, because what that means is we do have to shut down the units, like we've said, if we're not fully staffed. We're going to change our deployment model. And I know from I've listened to all the budget meetings so far that the county's done, just listening to the Sheriff's Department, we're going to do similar to what they're doing with their added positions, only we're doing it with fewer positions. We're going to shift 14 of our staff and make them work 12, 24-hour shifts. All of our shifts right now are 2 24s. So you're either 24 Monday and Wednesday or Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday. And that's how we've been staffed forever. What we're shifting is by making, and we're having to make staff do this, like this is not a voluntary thing, by shifting 14 positions to a 12, 24, we're shifting some of the night staff model to the day. We're like the Sheriff's Department, like anyone. There's a lot more going on during the day. Your call volume is going to be higher. Doesn't mean it drops off to nothing at night. And sometimes the night is busier than the day. But when you look at the whole overall year, your call volume does drop off at night compared to the day. So we're going to shift 12 hours from the night half on the Middleton truck and the one Nampa truck. And so that will give us more of ability to have all of those trucks up during the day instead of shutting them down. And so by doing that, we're going to make it through that fiscal year with fewer employees. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be 224s. We should have more trucks than we currently do, but that is going to help us have more of those trucks up during the day because the day is busy. And it's unfortunate. I know that's what the Sheriff's Department is doing with their added positions, is putting them on the busier times of day, which makes sense, and kudos for them for having the extra staff. We're just having to do it with fewer staff, and that's unfortunate. I've listened to budget meetings from the different cities and different departments, and law enforcement and fire are all asking to add positions. We would love to. We're actually going to do it with fewer positions. So part of that shifting that model to have fewer trucks on at night, I've met with the CEO of West Valley, had a preliminary discussion with the CEO of St. Al's. I'm going to meet with him in 2 weeks to actually solidify, like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Starting in September, it won't wait till the fiscal year because we do shift bids. So if I'm a Monday, Wednesday person, I'm going to do that for 3 or 4 months, and then we bid. You might change to Tuesday, Thursday. So our next shift bid cycle actually starts September 1, and so that's when we're going to move to those 12-12-24s. With that change is we're going to go to the hospital and say, hey, after 10 o'clock at night, we're not going to do non-emergent transfers from the Canyon County hospitals to Boise. It doesn't mean we will never do it, but there are other private ambulance services that do transfers. And because we're shutting down some of our ambulances at night, those non-emergent, and they truly are non-emergent, they don't have to go immediate, we're still gonna do emergent ones, that will reduce our workload at night. And part of reducing the workload too is we'll do transfers within the county all 24 hours a day. But the problem is if we head to Boise at midnight and it takes longer for us to get an ambulance cleared for the next 911 call, whether if we're doing a transfer from West Valley to like St. Al's Nampa, well, that truck's back in service immediately. And so what that'll do is it'll, one, reduce the volume slightly, and it will get our trucks back in service faster for the 911 calls. It does come with a revenue hit. That is the $200,000 that we've reduced. We kind of looked at our previous history of the call volume, the non-emergent transfers going out of county after 10 o'clock at night, and just tried to kind of come up with an average. We think it would be around there. So that's the change, the big change that we're making starting September 1, and that change will affect fiscal 2025. So would love to actually be adding staff, but we just are not there yet. So hopefully with the levy in November, we'll get there for 2026. But that is the biggest change for the revenue. What we also did do, if you go down to line 82, I didn't highlight it, I should have highlighted it to make it easier to see. Line 82, we took 20,000 out of that line item. That's the education allowance for the employees. Currently, we will pay up to 24 hours for our employees to do additional training to get their research or just flat do additional training. We're taking that away. We did have a staff meeting, I guess, first, and we visited with staff and said, hey, we've got to make some cuts. Just like a lot of people, we know everybody's budget is tight for fiscal 20, not just the ambulance district, cities and the county. And so our goal is to still find the money to do some sort of COLA and step, because I do know every other agency in the valley is going to try to budget for that. And if we are the only ones that don't, we are not going to keep people. Like, it is not going to happen. So if we can pull monies from a line item where we were paying for them to get something, if we can shift that into possibly getting a COLA, then we're going to do that. So there's 20,000 that we pulled out of that line item. And then the other one that affects the employees was, what is the other line item?
It was 42 for the allowance and 82.
Oh, and 82, yeah, line 82. So those are the two line items that affects the staff. I guess you could say negatively, because we're taking something away that we did offer, but we're moving into having the ability to hopefully do some sort of COLA and step. So, and they get it, you know, it's not popular, but they do understand. They realize that the funds not just aren't there. It's not something I'm doing because I want to take something away. So the rest of it, I don't think I changed really anything from before. Those were the big changes for here, was changing the deployment, reducing some of the revenue, and pulling those two line items out to put in towards. And so I think Commissioner Brooks, you mentioned last time we were about 200 and some thousand in the 67,000 in the positive. This brings it down to, I think, about 90 some in the positive. And that would, there's enough in there that we would be able to do if I'll just throw out a number, a 2% COLA or whatever it is, the funds are there to be able to do that by taking those other two line items out, so. Any questions about that as far as deployment, revenues, transfers, 911? It's tough.
Mr. Chairman, this is just unfortunate, I guess, that we're in this position, but it's, I appreciate the fact that you're going through, you're making it happen. We were in a meeting several weeks ago where somebody from a local jurisdiction mentioned that 60%+ of their calls were actually medical and not fire related.
Yes.
Like, well, that's kind of interesting. How do you call yourself a fire department then if... So...
It is, yes, and that is...
And it's disappointing that the public, for whatever reason, joins ambulance and fire. And fire seems to be this holy grail of, you know, let's just shovel as much number 12 scoop shovel money we can at them.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance district is quite the opposite. So,
yes, Mr. Chair and Commissioner Brooks, I agree that is, and that's a pretty standard across the board where that's the major, or that's the percentages of that. Another thing that's confusing to the public too, and it is a little bit frustrating, well no, it's a lot frustrating for me, and I have to be careful how I say it. We do, like, and I heard this in a recent, because I do try to listen to the budget meetings of other entities, agencies, fire, police, all that. We do get asked, and we got asked during the levy to, like, why is a fire engine and an ambulance showing up? And I always say, because we're a team. There's three people on a fire engine or more, and then there's us. And so it's great to have that much help. Heavier patients, cardiac arrest, it takes a team. And sometimes we arrive first, sometimes they arrive first. And there's a misnomer out there, and I've heard it said even a budget meeting where the fire engine shows up first, does all this stuff, and then we show up and do stuff. And that's not true. Sometimes, that's what bothers me, is I'm not afraid to even show the data, because it's true. Sometimes, and that's the key, we sometimes show up first. They sometimes show up first. So there's a misnomer to the public that the fire department always shows up first and does all this, and then we come along and pick up, and then all we do is kind of transport, and that's just not true. Sometimes we show up and cancel them so they can be available. And so that's a misnomer that's hard for us, because people do think that the fire department is always there first and doing all this, and it's just not true. It's a team, and it's hard to, there's a lot of misinformation out there that's hard to overcome. And we went through that with the levy, is man, they think we're all together, have all the same funds, and you have to be careful what you say, because I don't want to point the finger and say, well, they're not doing this and we are. It's just hard. It just is. But the data would show it. Yeah, we beat the fire department plenty of times and start. And when they get there, we're a team. Like I,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Good thing to point out.
But they are all asking to add, and we can't ask to add staff. It's not there. We're actually going the other direction, and the call volume is definitely not going down. It is, we're busy. Yeah, we're busy, so. Yeah, that's.
Well, we're headed towards a decision point somewhere in the future, and the public, hopefully we can help educate the public about what it really is, and.
Sure, yep.
Any other questions? Nothing from the clerk's office?
All right. Mr. Chair, I do have a question.
Sure.
With this issue, really, it's nationwide with funding of ambulance services. Is there any grants available that you could go after now? Because I noticed the grant revenue was FY22 and it went to zero. Is there any opportunities?
So, Mr. Chair, we look for grants. We even paid at one point for a service to try to help with grants. There's not a lot out there. We do look consistently. We don't have, like, say, fire. I'll use them as an example. And just to be like, I'm not anti-fire. It might sound sometimes like I'm bagging on them. I'm definitely not. But there are more resources, and the one you'll hear about, they call it the SAFER grant. And that is a grant that the fire departments and the local ones have done within the last year even. It's so much money up front to add staff if they can prove within the third year, however long it is, that they'll be able to fund it without that. We don't have grants like that. It just, for whatever reason, there's just not as many grants out there. We do look. We constantly look. Ada County paramedics, we all talk, like, is there something out there we can try to get? The grant, last grant we got, I think, was a couple years ago, and it thankfully paid for the program that we used to build all those heat maps and get all that data. So we do look, but there's just not a lot out there.
That's disappointing.
It is, and, you know, Larry Olmsted, you know, emailed me, you know, that email this last week, and he's correct. There was some legislation even this last year that would have tried to help. It's a slow start, but, you know, that died. It's a statewide problem, and they're working on it. But even if the legislature, you know, passes something, that is not like anything. That is a couple-year process to get, even if funds do come along. So a lot of things going on, but not a lot of them getting approved. So, but it is a statewide problem, big problem. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the updates. As painful as they are to implement and put through, we appreciate the leadership to do that. That's tough.
Our staff is hanging in there. I just talked to a guy, one of our crews was in yesterday, because we're doing some training, and we were talking about the levy and stuff, and he said, I'm hanging in there, because we were just talking about the difference in wages between us and AD, or us and the fire department. And I said, you know, that's one of our priorities. He said, I know it is. I'm hanging in there. And so, thankfully, we do have people hanging in there, because it is, they are busy, down trucks. They get it. We are doing everything we can. So, got some good folks we need to keep.
Yep.
Yep. That's all we got, I think.
All righty. Well, I guess we can give the verbal. We're in agreement at this point. And
yes.
You'll be back.
We will be back after the clerk.
Yeah. Rascally clerk, I'll tell you.
I've listened to him. He can pack more words than.
Yes. That guy. Gifted and talented. Yeah.
Intelligent man. It comes across. He very intelligent.
Yeah. It's been refreshing this year. The level of cooperation and the amount of financial reports, and it's been great.
I can tell you from somebody that listens to a lot, it is refreshing. I listened to the budget workshop one. It's just nice to hear all of that information. Everything's right out there.
Right.
Out in front of everybody, and it's just good to hear.
It's good.
Good to hear what's going on at the county. It's great. I like it.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. All right. Is there any general discussions or issues that we need to cover?
No.
All right. And no need for an executive session.
Nope.
So if there is any other further discussion, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be adjourned. Thanks.